Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Before we get started, I want to let you know today's program is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. And I especially want to thank Lunel, Alvarados, and Juan. We'll be sending access to our premium site, which we do with all donations of $7 or more. And you can support the show at support.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, as we continue on with The Midas Touch Matter, Parts 3 and 4.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Jake Kessler returning your call, Johnny. I just got back here to my office.
You been at the hospital?
Yes, and it looks like hard luck Dennis may pull through.
Has he been able to talk?
He may never be able to. That bullet went right through his neck. Anyhow, he's still unconscious.
He's the key to the whole case, Jake, so phone me here as soon as he can be talked to.
Meantime,
I'm going to try to snag me some of these Lake Mojave bass.
Lucky dog.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Catherine Wash on the Colorado River. To the Greater Southwest Insurance and Liability Company, Kingman, Arizona office. Following is a report of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Midas Touch matter. Item 8, $6.20 gas for the rental car that I drove down here to the Lake Mojave Resort in the Colorado River just above Davis Dam. And what a place. Modern, comfortable cabin within spitting distance of the lake itself. Good restaurant, tackle shop, dock. In fact, everything to make a fisherman happy and to help him fight it out with the lunker bass that inhabit the 60-mile-long lake. But much as I wanted to fish, I had other things to do. First, I wanted a good look at the Midas Touch mine. On the advice of the manager, Ham Pratt, I took along Buster Favor, general factotum of the resort. I liked Buster immediately. Short, stocky, cheerful, and with keen eyes that took in everything that went on about him.
Little side road to the left, Johnny.
Okay.
So old Hard Luck Dennis got shot up, huh?
Yeah, apparently because he knew too much. You see, when that cave-in occurred at the Midas Touch and killed the Haskell brothers...
You better go into second gear on this road.
Okay, right. Why, Hard Luck was the only person known to have been there with him. Couple that with the fact he just got $60,000 from them to reopen the mine.
Well, that mine's worthless, Johnny.
Yeah, so I understand. Anyhow, naturally enough, everybody decided Hard Luck had done it. You know, before the brothers could get wise to him.
He's a funny old character.
Pretty nervous when I saw him. He almost took a shot at me a couple of times when he didn't like something I said.
Instead, he got it.
Yeah.
While he was just prospecting, he was all right. Managed to get enough out of the ground, here and there, to live on. Some left over for a Saturday night binge down then. Hey, you see the workings up ahead?
Right.
But when he couldn't seem to make a big strike like every prospector tries for...
That's when he tried finding suckers for some of his fancy promotions, huh?
Yeah, but he really wasn't very good at it. They threw him out of the Texas oil country, you know.
Yeah, so I heard. Well, so that's the Midas Touch.
Not too many of this kind of mine anymore with the entrance going into the hillside this way. You know, I better use this flashlight.
Okay. Hey, tell me something, Buster. If this mine is worthless, how could Hard Luck get the Haskell brothers to chip off chunks of ore that assayed over $1,000 a ton?
Well, I got kind of a theory about that. Let's see if I'm right. Everything's so covered up with dust down here. Not having been worked for years, it ought to be easy to see where they knocked off chips for samples to take back. Well, 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 what are you doing down here?
Holy smoke, that's a rattler.
Yeah. Guess he decided to get in out of the hot sun out there.
Well, here, I'll find a big rock or something.
No, you just wait. Handle to this old pick here. If I can get him to strike at it, maybe I can grab him by the tail and...
Watch it!
And crack him like a whip!
Oh, so help me, Buster.
Sometimes you do it right, you can snap their heads right off. Got to be careful, though, not to snap that head against your own self.
Oh, brother, yeah, I see what you mean. No chance of somebody having planted that snake down here, is there?
You mean like the scorpion in the monument?
Huh?
You know, those little neat piles of rock you see here there in the desert, 2-3 feet high.
I thought those were where some prospector had staked a claim. Markers.
Yeah, they are. Monuments, they call them. In the old days, they always did it the same way.
How is that?
Well, pull a couple of stones away, you'd find the old Prince Albert tobacco tin. You open the tin, you'd find two things in it. A piece of paper describing and marking off the claim, and a scorpion.
Alive?
As long as he stayed alive. That meant stay away, no trespassing, this is mine.
Well, I'll be darned.
Now look here. Here, Johnny, on this pillar. That was the pillar that was left by digging around it to hold up the ceiling.
Oh?
You see where some of it was knocked off with a pick?
Yeah, Hey, wait a minute, Buster. That looks like yellow. It looks like gold.
That's what it is.
Then this mine is rich.
No, Johnny.
You mean the only gold ore left down here is in these pillars?
That's right. And without them, the roof would cave in.
Well, couldn't it be shored up with wood?
Why? Only 2, 3, 4 of these left down here. Probably not more than a ton in all. Not worth it.
Oh, yeah, I see. But worth using it to bring in the suckers.
Yeah. Well, now you want to see how the cave-in on the Haskell. Now, what in the Sam Hill is this doing down here? This winch and length of wire rope.
Isn't that the answer to the cave-in? Tad Harding over at headquarters in Kingman seemed to think so.
Yeah, sure. Somebody used it to pull down one of the pillars. But, Johnny, a winch of this type hadn't got any place in the mine.
Where would a rig like this be used?
Well, every ranch in this whole area probably has a couple.
Cattle ranch?
Yeah, that's right.
That gives me an idea.
About who did it?
At least it gives me a lead to an idea. Or at least the kind of questions to ask Hard Luck Dennis.
Well, I thought you said he was still unconscious.
Yeah, so I'll have to wait. Well, let's get out of here.
What do you plan to do now?
Oh, just wait, I guess. And do some fishing while I wait.
Oh, now that's right down my alley.
Only first I'm going to knock off a bit of this ore for a souvenir. Yeah, this old pick ought to do.
Well, now take it easy, John. I said take it easy. Now, Johnny, you should know him better than that. Here, let me help you out of that pile of rubble.
My face was pretty red as we drove back to Lake Mojave. Only once did Buster mention the fool thing I'd done.
Yes, sir. If you'd banged away at one of the pillars further in the shaft, we'd have been in real trouble. Probably ended up like the Haskell brothers.
And I suppose instead of planning on going fishing, I should have been cooking up some new angle of attack on this case. But after all, I had been promised fishing time on this trip. And until Hard Luck Dennis could recover enough to talk...
I got the boat all ready and waiting for us, Johnny, with a 30-horse Johnson outboard on it.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
And I'll take you to spots I know where you can pull out the biggest, fightingest bass you ever saw.
Oh, Buster, you son of a gun, you're tempting me with something I can't resist.
I'll even loan you my bottle of Fast Strike.
Fast Strike?
Yeah, lure oil. A little dab of that on your bait will guarantee you fish.
That's for me.
You sure you wouldn't rather just sit and try to figure out some new lead on this insurance case?
You want my answer? Here. But, as luck would have it, Ham Pratt was standing down by the dock waiting for us with a message for me. Call Kingman Operator number 37. I made the call.
This is Jake Kessler, Johnny. How's the fishing?
Well, if it wasn't for the message from you, I'd be out on Lake Mojave right now. So if that's all you want to know...
Johnny.
Yeah?
I put in this call to you over 2 hours ago, when Hard Luck Dennis first came to.
He has?
Yes. The doc says he's going to be okay.
Has he told you anything about who shot him up?
No. He won't talk to anybody but you. Says you're his only friend.
Okay, Jake, I'm on my way. In a half hour flat, I was back in Kingman at the Mercy Hospital on the edge of town. Hello, Hardluck.
Johnny Dollar.
That's right.
Glad you came. Only one I trust. Not like people around town. They hate me.
Wow.
Knew he'd try to get me, Johnny.
Who?
Probably seen me going back to the mine. Knew I'd recognize that winch he left there.
The winch that was used to pull down the mine pillar caused the cave-in?
That's right. A lot of winches like that on the ranches. But only Alex. Only he used that particular make. Royal standard.
Alex who, Hardluck?
Bundy. Alex Bundy.
Alex Bundy. Foreman at the Haskell's ranch? The Too Lazy Two?
Yes, Alex.
But why?
In love. Kevin Haskell's wife, Dora.
Okay. Will you tell the police, the court, all this when the time comes?
If you say so. If I live.
Ah, you'll live, all right. The doctor says you're going to be fine. You're going to be okay. Now, is there anything you want? Anything I can have sent up here to make you more comfortable?
No, thanks, Johnny. Just come and see me, will you?
Sure.
Thanks. I guess you're the only real friend I have.
Just why he felt that way, I don't know. Perhaps it was because he needed a friend. I decided I'd better let Jake Kessler in on what I'd learned and incidentally ask him for directions to the Too Lazy Two, so I drove on over to his little second-floor office on East Palm Drive.
Alex Bundy, huh?
Yeah, that's what Hardluck says. And with his testimony to back me up, when I find Alex, we'll have a case, a good case. Which means, by the way, that your company won't have to pay off an additional $1.5 million for double...
What's the matter?
Shh, wait a minute. yeah, Jake, I'm going on over and do a bit of fishing in Lake Mojave.
What under the sun?
Buster Favor promises to get me a limit of the finest bass you...
What is it, Johnny? What are you doing?
Somebody was outside that door listening to us, I'm sure of it.
Well, who?
Here, look, there he is, going down the street. Recognize him, Jake?
Where, Johnny? Where?
It's too late. He got around the corner. But if it's who I think it is, yeah, he must have heard all that was said in here.
Alex Bundy, huh?
What's your guess?
I've been thinking, Johnny.
Yeah?
Old Hardluck Dennis has been the key to this whole case right from the first.
He still is, more than ever, after what he told me.
All right, then. Excuse me. Jake Kessler speaking. Oh, hello, Chief. I was just... Huh? What? Oh.
What's the matter, Jake? What's the matter? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I was Tad Harding at headquarters. A fire escape outside the room at the hospital.
Huh?
Somebody climbed up the fire escape. Used a bailing hook.
Oh.
Yeah. He's dead now. Hard luck.
Johnny Dollar.
Good. I was hoping you'd be there at Jake Kessler's office. This is Buster Favor at Lake Mojave Resort.
Oh, hi.
Find out anything?
Yeah. Hard luck, Dennis. Our one real key to this $3 million case has just been murdered.
You know who did it?
I have an idea.
Well, I found something here that might help you.
Oh?
Tire tracks at the old miner's shack where Hard Luck was shot. More of the same tire tracks here at the resort.
Buster, I'm on my way. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar. Location, Lake Mojave Resort on the Colorado River in Arizona, to the Greater Southwest Insurance and Liability Company. Following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Midas Touch matter. Item 9, 6:30, a stop at the sign of the Flying Red Horse for gas for my rented car to get me from Kingman, Arizona to Lake Mojave Resort. About a mile short of the lake on the winding road that led in from the main highway, I found Buster waiting in a spot where an old wagon trail cut off to the right.
Right over here, Johnny. Clear as crystal.
Hiya, Buster.
You See him here? These tire tracks in the sand?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You see? Three of the tires. Look here, where the car turned to get around this rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Three of the tires were pretty good. Had those big knobby treads. But this one, right front's almost worn smooth.
Or is it the left rear?
Oh, it's right front, Johnny. Car was going north, out into the desert.
Huh?
Tell by the little skid on this turn.
Plus, do you read tire tracks like some people can read footprints?
Oh, it's just practice. Anyway, these are the same tracks that I found by the old shack where you met Hard Luck and he got shot at.
Then let's get into my car and follow these up.
Oh, whoa, Johnny. Nothing but a Jeep could get over this trail.
Well, where does this trail pick up a highway again?
It doesn't. Winds around for 8 or 10 miles and ends up in the lake, over by the southwest corner of the fence line on the Two Lazy Two Range.
Then our best bet is to drive over to the Two Lazy Two.
Except for one thing. The Jeep we're looking for is somewhere up that trail, so we'll go by outboard.
Oh, what?
This old trail worms around, all right, but always close along the edge of Lake Mojave all the way. And the end of it's 8 miles to one, and is only about 1 mile by water from our dock at the resort.
Uh-huh, then we ought to be able to intercept whoever's in that Jeep.
That's right.
Then let's go. Lake Mojave was clear and calm and beautiful, perfect for fishing. But we had other things on our minds as the 30-horse outboard pushed our 14-foot aluminum boat along at better than 25 miles an hour. We stayed fairly close to the Arizona side.
Look, Johnny, see that streak of dust along the shore?
Yeah, somebody's been driving along there, all right.
Still is. Won't be able to see who, though, until he comes out from behind that ridge of hills over there.
Hey, that streak of dust hasn't grown any longer. Looks like he's stopped.
Could be. I'll head us in towards shore. No, I still don't understand why he'd be driving out on that dead-end trail, though, unless he wants to dump a body or something in the lake.
Now, that's a morbid thought.
All right, but if it is a killer you're looking for...
You said that trail ends at a corner of... Hey, wait a minute, Buster.
Yeah?
If it's who I think it is, he overheard me tell Jake Kessler I plan to go fishing out here today.
So?
What was that? The motor giving you trouble?
What was what?
There. Hear it?
Yeah, I heard it, but it wasn't the motor.
Hey.
That's funny.
Buster, look, we're taking in water, those holes in the bottom.
Here, you take this can and start bailing.
Right.
I would drill a lot of holes.
No, wait a minute, look at them close, they're bullet holes.
Holy smoke, you're right. Hey, that was a shot. Came from over on shore.
I saw the puff of smoke over in that patch of sagebrush. Come on, let's get out of here. Swerve us around, Buster. We've been a pair of sitting ducks.
Man, you are right. Keep on bailing and keep your head down.
Swing us around that little point there and we'll be out of range.
Wow, you see that spread of water beside us? That guy can shoot.
You aren't kidding. Okay, Buster, you can ease her up now. We're out of his line.
Yeah. Well, I guess we pulled a boner, Johnny.
Why not having somebody posted on that road while we came out here?
Now he can climb back in his Jeep and... There, you see? Trail of dust again. Going back toward the highway.
I see it.
If we hadn't taken on so much water, we might be able to get back and intercept him on the highway, but it's too late now.
Well, at least we know what to look for.
What?
The Jeep that made those tracks.
Well, isn't that kind of like looking for a needle in a haystack out in this country?
Buster, I think I know exactly where to look. I believe I must have bailed a good 5 gallons of water out of that boat by the time we reached the dock. Then Buster insisted on going along as I headed back up the highway toward Kingman. We stopped where the old trail cut in, only long enough to see if the Jeep tracks had come back on the highway. They had.
Now that we're on the way, Johnny, where are we going?
Any of these ranches out here use Jeeps, Buster?
Most all the big ones, but...
Including the Two Lazy Two?
Yeah, that's right. Now, wait a minute. I didn't ask you who you thought was shooting at us out there on the lake. Who you thought overheard you talking about going fishing. I figured if you wanted to tell me, you would.
Oh, the trouble is I still can't prove anything.
All right. Now let me tell you who can shoot like that and with that kind of a gun. It was a .30-06.
You could tell by the sound?
.30-06 with a long barrel. That could mean it had a scope sight.
Almost have to for that kind of shooting.
Alex Bundy, foreman at the Two Lazy Two.
That's who Hard Luck Dennis said shot at him.
And it ties up, Johnny.
Does it?
He got a few too many under his belt one night at a dance party in Kingman.
Yeah?
Started yapping his head off about how a lot of soft-living millionaires from back east could come out here and own the place while he had to do all the work. It wasn't fair, worm a turn sometime, even if he had to help a turn, and he'd be the one who counted the money. A It's about the time everybody started talking about him and Dora.
Dora?
Wife of one of the Haskell brothers that was killed on the mine.
Oh.
Kevin Haskell.
Go on, Buster.
Seems Alex and Dora were seeing a lot of each other on the sly. Everybody kind of stood around waiting to see if Alex was trying to get some control of the ranch that way. That's Union Pass right ahead.
Hmm?
Just over the tops of road to the left. Shortcut to the Too Lazy Two.
Oh.
That's where you want to go, isn't it?
Yeah, Buster, that's where I want to go. It was only a couple of miles into the ranch's fence line, but a good 3 miles further to the main house and its cluster of outbuildings. Buster's sharp eyes first noticed the Jeep parked by the side of what looked like a big tool shed, and I drove slowly past it. Slowly enough so that he could study its tires and the tracks on the dusty ground.
Uh-huh.
Well?
It's the one, all right.
Then keep an eye out for Alex and that gun of his.
Yeah, and be ready to duck. Try the main house.
Okay.
You know, I got a kind of funny feeling now that we're here, we should have brought a posse along.
Afraid it's too late for that now.
That is a gun bulging under your jacket, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But I'm wondering what chance a little .38 lemon squeezer has against a high-powered rifle. Oh, come on. And keep your eyes peeled.
Johnny, I'm beginning to feel like I'm right in the middle of an old-time Western movie.
Maybe you are, Buster. Maybe you are.
Why, Buster?
Oh, how are you, Dora?
Don't just stand there.
Yes, ma'am.
The woman standing on the porch of the old house looked strangely out of place on this big Western desert ranch. Perhaps it was because of her clothes, two-toned sports shoes, and a crisp, well-tailored white linen dress that served to accent the lines of a trim, athletic figure and go perfectly with her short, boyish-cut hair.
Ms. Haskell, this is Mr. Dollar. Johnny Dollar.
Hello, Mr. Dollar. Jake Kessler told me you were here. Come in, please.
Okay, thank you. I suppose he told you why I'm here.
No, leave the door open for the breeze.
Oh.
He said to investigate the death of my husband, Kevin, and his brothers in that mine accident. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you. Do you think it was an accident?
According to Mr. Kessler, you don't. Why? Because it means his company would have to pay only $1.5 million to me instead of $3 million?
Somebody found pretty concrete evidence there in the mine that one of the rock pillars supporting the roof had been deliberately pulled down.
Hard luck, Dennis. If what you say is true, he must have done it.
It was Hardluck who told me about it, who showed me the winch that was used to do it. And that winch, Mrs. Haskell, could have come from only one place around here. This ranch.
Oh, no. You mean, no, you can't mean that somebody here at the ranch did it.
Kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
But who?
That's what I hoped you might be able to tell me. Who beside you could profit by the death of your husband and his brothers? Who here at the ranch? Alex Bundy, perhaps?
Alex, how?
By marrying into the family?
What are you talking about?
That is, of course, if one of the Haskell brothers were to die. Kevin, perhaps.
That's absurd.
Oh? I had a notion that you and Alex were somewhat interested in each other.
Well, you're wrong. He may have been interested in me. He was, as a matter of fact. He made it very difficult for me.
How do you mean that?
He kept trying to force his attentions on me.
And you didn't reciprocate?
Of course not, because...
Well, go on.
Because... I knew what his real motives were.
All right, go on.
This ranch. This ranch is what he wanted. He knew that Kevin wasn't well. That's why Kevin had come out here with his brothers in the first place.
I did hear that he was having a little trouble with his lungs, Johnny.
He didn't have long to live. Not many years, that is. Even in this hot, dry air. So Alex did it.
Well, it sure looks that way, doesn't it, Johnny?
What led you to look for him here?
It was Alex Bundy who shot up Hardluck Dennis. Then somebody overheard me say I was going fishing down at the lake. That's where I was shot at, by somebody who was not only a crack shot, but more important, was driving the Jeep that's parked outside.
The Jeep was gone from here this afternoon.
Do you know where Alex Bundy is now?
He must be somewhere around the ranch. And you must get him, Mr. Dollar. I'll help you. I'll help you find him. But don't go unarmed. Here, I'll give you one of my rifles.
Hey, that collection of high-powered rifles is yours?
Yes, and a national rifle team in college here. I'll give you ammunition. And Buster, you take one. This 30-30.
No, I don't know, Mrs.
Take it. What Mr. Dollar says about him is true. Alex may try to shoot before you... Mr. Dollar.
Dora!
Mr. Dollar, be ready when he comes in.
Dora, why don't you tell me you were through with the Jeep? You know I wanted to use it this afternoon. Dora?
Well, well.
Don't move, Mr. Dollar. Your gun isn't loaded.
Now, here's our star to tell you about the final intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, well, sometimes justice is done by strange and devious means. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Welcome back. I like the way that this story is developing. And a great twist, I think, and plenty of suspense. I know our listeners will be back with us on Friday to find out what happens. All right, well, we do turn now to listener comments and feedback, and I have this from Juan. Juan, who donated, said, "My name is Juan Rodriguez, and I live in Milwaukee. I listen to your show primarily for Johnny Dollar. Keep up the good work." Well, thanks so much, Juan. It's truly appreciated. All right, well, we will be back with you on Thursday with Nick Carter, and we will conclude the Midas Touch matter on Friday, so be sure to be listening. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.